Because we have been taught sometimes that unless we can come to God the right way, we can't come to Him at all. And the fact of the matter is, a lot of us don't pray, don't worship, and don't enter into the presence of God in that specific and tangible way wherein He can heal the issues of your heart, because we are scared of what would happen if we really opened ourselves up and told Him. In fact, I was talking to my friend, I'm not going to say his name, I don't want to embarrass Eric Phillips, but we were talking the other day how for us, it's very difficult for us sometimes to tell God how we're feeling, which is funny because I have a feeling that He already knows how I'm feeling, but I'm scared to tell Him. And here's why I'm scared to tell Him. I know why I'm scared to tell Him. Because of something my dad used to say. My dad used to say, whenever I would start crying, he had this line he would say to get me to stop. And the line was, finish it if you know it, if you don't stop that crying, I'll give you... Your dad was an abusive maniac as well. No, my dad was a great dad. And I get it. And I get it. But when David uses this image, I was surprised because I'm so used to the Psalms being a place where we pour out our praise. I was surprised to see David pour out his complaint. Because I didn't think you were supposed to complain if God was good to you. And I read the whole Psalm, and he started the Psalm saying he was pouring out his complaint, and he ended the Psalm by saying that God was good to him, and I couldn't put the two together, because what do you have to complain about if God has been good to you? I'm sometimes afraid to complain in the presence of God, and so I don't pray because I can't say what I know I'm supposed to say, so I don't say anything, because I'm going to tell you, I'm scared that if I say what I really want to say, God might give me something to cry about. I'm scared sometimes to pray to God before I come preach what I really feel like praying to God, which is, I'm not feeling this today. Because I'm scared if I say that to Him, He'll put something on my voice box where I can't preach. I'm afraid if I complain to God about my children that He might look on somebody else who's been praying that they could have kids and they can have kids, and here I am complaining about something that I prayed and asked God to give me, and I feel kind of guilty, so now I stand at a distance and I won't tell God what I have to say. But I learned something about God, is that He is the only safe place where I can pour out my complaint. And if I don't learn how to pour out my complaints in His presence, they will spill over somewhere else. Where else can I go but His presence? Who else could I tell but the one who knit me? Where else is it safe? What are you going to do? You going to go on Facebook and tell your troubles? The presence of God is not a place to bypass your emotions. It's a place to process them. And what that means is this. The only way into the presence of God is from where you really are. Not from where you wish you were. You can start your prayers with, "Oh, sovereign God of the seas and Nemo and Dory and Sydney, Australia. Oh, God, sovereign Father." You can start there. That's preferable. But in case you can't, in case it's one of those days, in case you don't even feel saved, in case you just want to bash some heads, bust some heads, in case it's one of those days, in case you don't feel God at all, you know it's okay to tell God, "I don't feel you right now, but I need you. God, come to my rescue. You know who I am. You know how much I need." How in the world are you going to get to the place, the attitude, the mindset that God wants you to have and where He wants you to be if you don't start from where you really are? So it gives me permission. If David did it, Touch somebody and say, if David did it, if David did it, so can I. And pour out my complaint in his presence. And he said, I cried aloud to the Lord. Aloud. The word has different meanings if you spell it, you know. You're allowed to complain. Aloud. And this is something it took me a long time to learn, because I always tried to fight what was going on in my mind. The only problem with fighting what's going on in my mind is that it's enemy-held territory. Because I have strongholds in my mind. And when I go to pray and my heart is overwhelmed, my mind can't keep up with my spirit. Because my spirit knows what I need to pray, but my mind gets in the way. Who am I helping? So far, who am I helping? So what I do, I wish I would have brought them out. I didn't remember to bring them out. I have some AirPods that I put in my ear so people will think I'm having a conversation on the phone in case they look in my car or in case they see me going through, I don't ever go to Target, but if I happen to go to Target once a year, my annual trip to hell, I would put in my AirPod. And I don't fight my mind in my mind. Because I can't win the level on the level that I'm fighting on. I have to get altitude. I have to fight from an elevated place. So I fight my mind with my mouth. You can pray any way you want to. But when you really get in a situation, you don't fight in your mind. You pray out loud. I want you for the next 7 days, you can do whatever you want after that, but for the next 7 days, tell somebody, for the next 7 days, you're allowed to pray aloud. I want you to stop closing your eyes and worrying and calling it prayer. Because you can think 1,000 things at once. How many can? How many aren't even paying attention to me right now? You got something in the oven. But you can only say one thing at a time. So when I open my mouth, I'm not just being emotional, I'm being strategic. In fact, why don't you just shout right now to let God know? Come on, Rock Hill, shout somebody in the back of Ballantyne, shout in the overflow. Let's fill the place with praise. And see what I love about God is, I don't have to start with the script. Oh, thou mightiest, one, onlyest, Goddest, onest of the sunnest and the starsest. I can look at God and say, God, I hate myself right now. Did you see how I just acted? And God will say, yeah. Matter of fact, I did. And I see how you're going to act tomorrow. And I decided to send my son to die for you with complete foreknowledge of all of your faults. If I make my bed in hell, you are there. If I say I'll dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, God is in the depressed place. God is in the darkness. God is in the cave. And David starts writing this song, and he has good acoustics, because you know you can sing real good in the shower because the acoustics make you think you can carry a tune. You ever did that? You got in the shower, you're like, I should probably get an agent. I sound just like the recording. But the acoustics in the shower make you, okay, David has good acoustics because he's under attack, but he's in a cave. And some of the best expressions of your relationship with God will be born not when you are crowned in victory, but when you are hiding in despair. So David is a giant killer. And David has a future as a leader of an entire nation that God has called out, his people. But have you ever had your calling in conflict with your circumstances? This is David's situation in Psalm 142. I mentioned briefly, but I want to go back to it, the historical record in 1 Samuel 22, because David is in a safe place, a cave in Adullam. The Bible says in verse 1, David left Gath. Hey, you want to do something real cool this week? Go and study where Goliath was from. Okay, I'll go ahead and tell you now because I studied it for you. It's Gath. So he has to go hide in the place where he just defeated an enemy. He has to go hide for a little while in a place that he doesn't belong. The problem with David going to Gath is when they see him, he's still got Goliath's sword that he took after he cut off his head and maybe a little bit of blood on it. And David is on the run from Saul, whose throne he is going to occupy. And so he can't stay in the place he belongs because the king wants to kill him. But he can't stay with the enemies that he's fighting against. Have you ever felt like you didn't fit anywhere, just kind of quite fit? Are there at least three weird people like me in here? Do you ever feel like you don't fit where you came from? You don't fit where you're going? Have you ever felt too churchy to be worldly? But a little too worldly to fit in some churches where you have to. And so David, I hit something right there. And David, he escapes, but watch this. This is the phrase that got my attention. Everybody say escape, escape. Because everybody has a way that they escape. That's what Guns N' Roses was for me. That's what Elijah's headphones are for him. It's a way for me to escape. Just for a little while, I can get out of my situation and get into something else. But the way that you escape, here's the principle, could lead to greater captivity. So it is so important where you go when you run. Because sometimes what you run to will end up running you.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.